Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Okay, good to see everybody. Appreciate you being out here. First day in pads. Exciting day. Guys had a lot of fun. We got a little bit better. Can't wait to see the tape. So what questions do you have? No, nothing really to say. It didn't look too serious. We'll get some more information as we go here.
John, you talk about Rasala. You said we look forward to seeing him once the pads get on. What kind of things are you looking for once the pads are on?
Well, this is the first time when the pads come on that it becomes a physical contest, a football contest in that sense. So you don't have that before you put pads on and get to these drills that are, though they're not 100% live by any stretch, they're still going to be physical contests. You just want to see how he holds up and see how he competes. It was a good practice from just being out here live, seeing it right now. I thought the guys did a good job. It was a clean practice. Guys did a nice job also of taking care of each other, but still being physical and playing fast. I'm sure we have a lot to work on. Right. Well, yeah, you know, obviously to your point, I think he's had a really great start to training camp. Michael Pierce has really expressed himself out here the way he does, you know, with physicality. And today we put the pads on, so he had a chance to do it a little more for real. And he looks great doing it. I think he's in really good shape and excited to play some football. Right. Tyler's done a good job. I think Tyler, what I've seen from Tyler is he's been on point. He really has. He's been on point every day. He's stacked days in terms of attention to detail, fundamental execution, and that's what we were looking for. He's doing a good job.
John, we saw Brandon Stevens taking first team reps in the slot. I mean, I know you had said earlier in the summer he might be more safety this year, but is he a real candidate to be the main nickel?
Yeah, oh, heck yeah. I mean, it's competition, you know, especially for that spot right now. They all those guys want it. So we'll just see how it goes the next few weeks. Well, yeah, I mean, it's really the same thing we have been talking about already, Garrett. I mean, he's a pro, you know. Nelson knows how to play. He's a big, rangy receiver, like you saw there, and when he made that catch. He runs routes really well. He's a hard worker. He knows what he's doing, and I'm sure glad we have him. Well, that's exactly it. I mean, you have to establish yourself at some point, right, Jerry? I mean, at some point in time as a player, you've got to establish yourself as a 53-man roster, as a viable, consistent contributor, and then as a starter, and then as an established starter, and then from there, you know. So those guys are on the first leg of that journey. For me, what I see, you know, the physical talent is pretty clear, but what I see is the competitiveness. I mean, he's a pit bull competitor. He really is, and that's what I appreciate about him the most. Well, I think the sky's the limit for Patrick. My expectations for Patrick are to have a stellar season, you know, and it's only been affirmed by the way he's practiced, the way he's carried himself, you know, and he's in a contract year and all that kind of stuff. You know, sometimes guys get distracted, and he has not been distracted at all. He is locked in on the mission ahead, and you appreciate that, and it's showing up in the way he's playing every day. Exactly. I mean, he's a young player, so he's further, you know, he's a rookie in terms of learning the defense, learning the special teams. But, yeah, the twitch, the ability to cover ground, to go from point A to point Z, B, anywhere in between, he's shown the ability to do that, and he's got a great attitude, and he works really hard. Yeah, I think the offense is coming together. You know, we're less than a week in, you know, and the first couple of days you look at it and you're like, boy, they got a long way to go, but you can travel far, you know, as long as you travel together, and they're doing a good job of that. And I feel like we made some big strides on offense the last few days. Yeah, communication. We have two words we talk about with communication, football communication. We use the word gregarious, and we use the word obnoxious. And we want both of them out there. And we start with obnoxious, and then they can go to gregarious. But a loud defense is usually a great defense because it's a confident defense. It knows what it's doing, and it's on the same page. You know, and I really feel like our guys are working very hard at that, and they've done well with it. Right. Well, you know, he's in great shape. He just brings it every day. It's nothing new for him. That's just how he's wired. It's who he is. He is all football. He's all in every moment of every day, you know, and you appreciate that. And he brings everybody along with him, but everybody's with him anyway, you know, and it's not just him. Marlon's the same way. Marcus is the same way. We've got the young guys up front of the same mindset. You know, I feel really good about that group that way, but he knows the defense better. You know, he's in a place now where I think the defense is really starting to fit, the pieces are starting to fit together for him really well. Good. All right. Thank you.